You're listening to Called to Thrive, brought to you by Grace Wellness Center and your hosts, Steve Luther and Aki Durham. What does it mean to thrive?
A level of living that talks about abundance. And I think it's an abundance we don't often believe should be normal for us.
It's become not normal to thrive. It's become the norm to just be okay.
We are children of the King, and we have been adopted into a royal family, a royal priesthood.
So God does a work in us, mm-hmm. and then he does a work through us. And so if we are thriving, we will have ample evidence of God working through us.
Right.
We will be changing the world.
That's right. How well are others doing because they are in connection with me? Thriving is about reframing who you are in relationship to your Creator, and therefore who you are in relationship to the world, and understanding the influence and the magnitude of influence you ought to have if you're living according to the mind of Christ.
Being radically dependent. I'm either dependent on God or I'm dependent on some idol in my life.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to give us his full blessing, but first we have to give him full control. We are called to thrive.
Welcome to Call to Thrive Radio. I am your host, Aki Jamal Durham. I am here today not only with my co-host, Mr. Stephen Luther. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir.
But we also have a guest today, Mr. Jonathan Held, who is one of our counselors over at Grace Wellness Center. We are so excited to have you joining us here today. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aki. Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much for being here. We're going to talk with John today specifically about family-based counseling. And because we are on the topic of families, we want to make sure we tie that into everything we always talk about here, and that is the fact that we are, as our title says, called to thrive. That's not just an individual calling, but that's a call on us corporately, and families too are meant to thrive. Steve, I think you've got something to say about that, don't you? He's sitting there scratching his beard like a wise old sage.
Trying to figure something out because I know you're going to ask me something. I'm excited about this show because as I was, you know, just thinking about the philosophy that we're called to thrive, we know that that's biblical. We know that God has called us to ever deeper relationships with him, and that we are called to constantly be growing and drawing into his word and thriving. And one of the things I see so often, we talk about limitations a lot, mm-hmm. as the things that just get in our way, and those can be limitations in our mind, thoughts that we've learned that just replay, lies that we've believed, even agreements that we've made to the enemy or to, you know, just a way of living, and we've created these limitations. And today we're going to talk specifically about systems and family systems, and I think of the limitations that exist so often. And those limitations are these patterns that may be just within our system. They can also be multi-generational patterns. Mm-hmm. And these limitations that we just accept as they just are. Like, right. They're just, we don't even think about them. But those patterns oftentimes need to be interrupted, questioned, worked through so that we can see past them, because they create this wall that we can't see something better. But if God has called us to something better, we need to be able to see past that limitation to what he is calling us to, that he is calling us to thrive as individuals, as married couples, as families, as coworkers, all the systems that we're in, there are these limitations that exist, these patterns that exist. And for example, at work, they could be patterns that have existed before you even got there.
Right.
In your family, they could be patterns that have existed before you even got there. Mm-hmm. They could be patterns that have just gotten passed down generation to generation. So I want to think about just those limitations in general, in the idea of thriving. But today specifically, we want to look at some of the patterns and limitations that exist in families to keep them from thriving. If you're interested in more information on our family counseling, on just our counseling in general from a biblical perspective, if you want to thrive in your life, you can find information at thegracewellnesscenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook and get a lot of good information. We're going to talk, John, about some things you're going to do on Facebook, which is really exciting.
Yep.
But right now we want to just dig into what is family counseling? What is systems counseling? Can you give us just a real brief overview of what that is? Because a lot of people are familiar with counseling, but they're not sure, what do we mean by family counseling?
The biggest difference is in individual counseling, you are, you know, one-on-one talking to that therapist directly, and that therapist is helping you kind of work through maybe some different patterns and things in your life, the traumas that have happened, those kinds of things. Whereas in family counseling or in group counseling or systems counseling, you're kind of, as a therapist, you're sort of leading and helping the people to work through those things together. So maybe the most kind of basic example of that would be if you have a parent and a child and their relationship is struggling. As the therapist, you're kind of helping them to learn different ways of interacting to change and break some of those old patterns that you referred to.
You know, Jonathan, as a counselor who specifically concentrates on marriage-based therapy, this is one of the things that often frustrates me in my own work, is that I have a couple sitting with me, and while they have some very specific issues relating to each other as spouses, we almost 100% of the time identify issues that pre-existed their marriages, and even pre-existed their birth, that are drastically affecting the way they relate to one another. And quite often, while that couple has been very open to, let's talk about our issues, it's difficult sometimes to get them to make that next step to understand, like, there may be some other folks we need to bring to the table. And even when they may see the value of it, they assume, well, I don't think I can ask mom or dad to join us, right? Yeah. Or my siblings to join us. And that's a hump I'm hoping to overcome in the near future. Have you had couples that you've worked with where that was kind of their initial introduction to counseling, and then you've been able to help them make that leap and say, no, we need to bring in a larger system in order to really get to the heart of the matter?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it applies in a couple different ways that I'm thinking of right off the bat. Probably the first would be if you have a newly married couple, or they've been married for 10 years, but there's some boundary issues with one of the in-laws. And so, you know, one of the couples is saying, you know, well, your dad is always coming over every day and he's always trying to tell us how to parent, you know, Johnny.
Right.
And, so that may be an example where you might want to invite that grandparent into a session just to talk about boundaries. And I've done that before. And usually it's more of a short-term thing where the focus is on the couple, but maybe you're doing a session or two with that third system, that grandparent in the room, just to kind of establish, work on setting some of those boundaries. And it's the same kind of thing I said earlier. You're helping the couple, the people, to work through those conversations themselves.
Right. So this is very much individual, like it's specific to the individual case. So
correct.
In each case, you may want to bring in children.
Absolutely.
Right? Like that are still in the home, or adult children, or a grandparent, or a sibling, even of one of the, you know, members in the couple. So it can look very different. So that pattern that is the limitation or the barrier, you look at that specifically for that couple and bring in either physically bringing in those other pieces, or if I'm guessing if sometimes those people aren't available or aren't willing to come in, even just within the system saying, we need to consider this other person.
Absolutely.
How do we do that? So how do you do that when grandma's not willing to come in?
Yes, that is an excellent question.
Sure.
So sometimes what we will do is, anytime I meet with a family, a couple, sometimes even individuals, I draw, you know, kind of what they call in family therapy a structural map, where we look at current relationships, where are the relationships functioning in terms of hierarchy, in terms of some of those unwritten rules you referred to, in terms of boundaries. And if we find that, you know, by looking at this, that maybe there's a boundary violation that generally occurs with, say, a grandparent. Let's say that grandma doesn't want to come in. What I will do then is I'll work with that couple to have some conversations outside of session, almost as homework, and then come back and kind of talk about
kind of
the
bringing
next
them into the session without them actually physically being there.
Yes.
Right. By having that conversation even outside of that's exciting, because so we can change these patterns even if we don't have all the pieces to that pattern there.
Yeah.
And that's really important, because some of those pieces may be gone.
Right.
Right. They could be even have passed on and
absolutely.
Not even be available, but they still are influencing that.
Yep.
And that's
sure.
a way of empowering the individuals and the couples to be able to be proactive in their own care, so to speak.
Yeah, empowering. I love that word. That's the key. I mean, what we want to do in counseling to help people thrive is to empower them, right? And John's doing that for whole family systems, and that's fantastic. It's exciting. And so some of you may be listening, how do I get a hold of John? Could I talk to John? Like, could I talk to this dude? You can find John on the GraceWellnessCenter.com. And you can also contact us at thrive@thegracewellnesscenter.com with questions, and we can forward those to John, and he can interact with you individually. John, you're also going to do some things on Facebook. So go to Facebook and search for Grace Wellness Center, and like our page, and be looking for John to do some things like question answer. What do you have planned for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So my hope is, and so whether it's sending an email kind of at Thrive, and you can even just put in there a question for John or a question about family therapy.
That'd be perfect, yeah.
Or going to the Facebook page and same kind of thing, post a question there, you know, and kind of refer to it as question for John, question about family counseling. And I will kind of be looking through those. And if I find questions that I think, you know, would make like a good 5-minute kind of podcast question and answer kind of thing. My plan is to post a podcast in the near future here answering some of those questions.
So you're inviting people. They don't even need to wait for you
right to
post something, yeah, which we're going to do. But they can just go to the Facebook page and say, hey, I heard John on Word FM, or I heard him on a podcast, and I'd like to ask this question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't want to assume we know a person's need. Let us know your need. Let us know your questions, and we'll make sure that we tailor our responses to that. Right, John?
Yeah. And that fits in, I think, Steve, with what you were saying about, you know, kind of individualized treatment plans, if you will. Right. So, like, if you go to an individual counselor, you're going to have an individualized treatment plan that is targeting your specific needs. And the same thing is going to be true for couples, families, groups. It just looks a little bit different.
And while it is individual, if you're out there and you post an individual question, you're going to find that there's a bunch of people that relate to that. So it's both individual it's something that a lot of people can relate to. Are there some common barriers or common things that people that are listening may be able to relate to that they would say, this could benefit me? What are those, some of those common things?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've already talked a little bit about boundaries, maybe as adults with your parents, that kind of thing. As well, you know, families that have little kids or teenagers, you know, and just maybe are struggling to parent that child effectively. Maybe the child is, I don't know, raising their voice, yelling back, lying, sneaking around, beating up their siblings, or beating you up, or just, you know, just not being, you know, quote unquote, good children. There is a ton of work we can do with the family. And a lot of times that looks different than what people are expecting. I think one of the barriers we get into in family counseling is parents sometimes will come in, you know, kind of saying, fix my kid.
Right.
But in family counseling, really, it's a matter of not that we see anyone as the problem, but it's a matter of just working with that entire family system. Maybe it would be mom, dad, and kiddo to help that child, you know, kind of thrive, as you say, to change the way that they are interacting with that child, so that child maybe feels more nurtured, more supported, and maybe change the way that those parents are co-parenting with each other to help clarify rules, roles, boundaries, that kind of thing in the family.
Yeah, I've seen that resistance sometimes to the parents want to treat the child, right? And I think one of the things that sometimes is inherent in that is this feeling as a parent that it's my fault, that I'm to blame. And the way I reframe that, and I think it's really helpful, is we're not looking for blame, we're not looking for fault,
right,
but we are looking for responsibility. Sure. And as the parents, you do have a responsibility to figure this out.
Yeah.
And so that means being involved.
Yeah.
And so it's not that you're involved because it's your fault.
Right.
It may very well not be anyone's fault. We're not really looking for a bad guy.
Right.
We're just looking for, amen, it is your responsibility as parents to do everything you can to fix this pattern, this system. And that is freeing to take that weight off the parent's shoulder, just to invite them in as, hey, this is a responsibility, and this is a responsibility I'd like to join you in.
Yeah. And that really goes back to those unwritten rules that get passed down generation to generation.
That's right.
Because it's not, those things get triggered in us. And I think our first response is to become defensive if that gets called out. It's just a natural kind of subconscious response. And so that can often look like, oh, you're telling me this is my fault. But no, it's just that there's these patterns that have been ingrained in the way that your family has functioned maybe for hundreds of, if not thousands of years. And so we're just working to tweak those patterns a little bit so that kids can thrive, couples can thrive, families can thrive.
As we're talking about parenting, there's a shift that has to occur for all of us as adults, where our children are no longer children. They're still our children, mm-hmm. but we're now the parents of adults. And I think there's a rules change and
a
negotiation phase that should happen
right.
in every family where, you know, hey, your kids go away to school if that's what they happen to be doing. The rules change a little bit because they're not under your roof.
Yes, they do.
The amount of time you communicate changes a little bit because they're not, you know, not there every day. They get married. Change, as you said, those boundaries. And a lot of times we're just not intentional about making those changes. Have you noticed, John, that there seems to be any, you know, what you might call kind of the norm and a disconnect for parents who don't know kind of when to either honor the negotiations that sort of taken place or just been intentional about changing the way they look at their kids who are now adults?
Yeah, so oftentimes, you know, we've heard us mention a little bit here about, you know, kind of couples versus family in talking about some of the systems work. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes that the couple issues will kind of come to the surface in those kinds of cases. So maybe as your children are approaching adulthood, and I talk oftentimes about how, you know, families can get stuck in kind of developmental stages or stuck in
right.
patterns. So one of those developmental stages you're kind of bringing up here is when the kids start to launch out of the home. And so let's say, you know, maybe as parents, you haven't had the perfect marriage, but you've survived, you know, you haven't divorced, you've made it through raising children, which is one of the hardest things you can do.
Yes, sir.
And as those kids start to launch out of the home, you realize, I don't know who this person is who's sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. At that point, there may be some couples work that needs to be done to help your marriage thrive so that you're not overstepping boundaries with those adult children. Because oftentimes what can happen is maybe you have one of the parents, they don't know who that spouse is, but yeah. they've spent the last 20 years having a really good relationship with that child. But now they want to maintain that close relationship with that child as that child is going out, maybe getting married themselves, starting to start their own families. And you want to make sure that you can have a healthy relationship moving forward with that child. So you're not overstepping your boundaries, you know, trying to parent that kid for them or, you know, be the kind of the third wheel in your child's marriage as they're growing into adulthood.
So wherever the struggle is,
yep.
wherever that is, you meet the individual, the couple, the family in that struggle, and you help to empower them and help them to thrive. So whatever you may be experiencing as you're listening to this, consider that family counseling may be something that could help. And it doesn't mean that we're going to have you cart in 26 people from your whole extended family all at
right.
once. but it may be that we can, within a small subset of that bigger system, work on changing patterns, not only for that subset of that system, but the greater system at large, which can begin to change all different aspects of that larger extended family system.
Yes. So oftentimes in family therapy, you know, they kind of will refer to the, what is that thing called? That hangs above the crib. The mobile.
Oh, the mobile, yeah.
And so family systems work like that, where if you, you know, you have all these individual parts, but if you just touch one, all the rest of them are going to move. And so you don't have to bring in 26 people. You don't right. even have to bring in your entire immediate family. Let's say you have a bigger family. You have 4, 5, 6 kids. Mm-hmm. If, you know, we can just tweak some of the relationships, maybe just between the parents and one child, or maybe just between one parent and one child, that is going to change the way that that entire family system functions, both within the home and in the extended family.
So you use that mobile of the baby's crib kind
That's
of thing.
That's a great analogy.
It's a fantastic analogy, and I use that a lot. And so what do you do when you got one person in the family system that is just basically yanking on that thing? You know what I mean? It's just kind of like yanking on that and causing chaos. And it's just everything, you know, the whole mobile, all the pieces of the system are dancing to that one person in a
yes.
sense, right? So
yeah.
a chaotic person, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when there's a chaotic person in the system who may or may not be willing to come to the table?
Yeah.
That's a big I think a lot of people listening probably can relate to that.
Sure, sure. So sometimes, and oftentimes, you know that those people can be difficult to get into counseling. If they even come in, it can be difficult to work with those people in counseling. Oftentimes, as we all are, very resistant to change. You know, that type of person may be a little more resistant to change. So because of the way that this family system stuff works, as I'm talking about, you can work with subsets of the family that are invested in doing things differently, are invested in change. And what that may look like is learning to accept that maybe that chaotic person is never going to change.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so learning how to accept that, learning how to set appropriate boundaries with that person, learning how to strengthen some of the family relationships in some of those other subsets kind of around that person, how you engage with that person.
And let's not ignore the fact that it's also learning to accept God's grace in those situations and
Absolutely.
Lean more fully on his grace Absolutely. So that you are able to function in spite of that chaotic person.
So a family can thrive.
Yes.
Even if that chaotic person doesn't themselves come to the table and be willing to make all those changes, the family can still thrive. So we can change sort of the makeup of that mobile, since we're using that analogy,
yep.
where everyone doesn't dance to that person anymore. Is
right.
that kind of, is that fair to say?
Right, right, right. Yeah. So just learning different steps in the dance, if you will. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting thing is that person then has to kind of choose to either, you know, join in with the new dance, or what will happen is that person may step outside of that dance. And so then you have sort of naturally created a boundary by doing that.
That word keeps coming up, boundaries.
Yeah.
I think we need to be more intentional about understanding our relationships from that perspective. Even that within itself, just knowing that those boundaries have been crossed, because a lot of times we don't realize that's the heart of what's going on. And then we miss an opportunity to effect change simply by just reframing how we see some of these things. So I think I'm hoping our listeners will hold on to. And even if they, you know, without having reached out to us directly, can just start to understand it from that perspective. If I just set a boundary, I ought to see a change.
Right. And if you're in that situation where you need to figure out how to do that, how to set boundaries, mm-hmm. if you have a chaotic person in your family, that can be so hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to come alongside you. So check us out on the web at thegracewellnesscenter.com, and you can get information there on how to get involved in some counseling. You can go to our Facebook page just by searching Grace Wellness Center and getting some help there, asking some questions. We'd love for you just to post some things on that page and ask some questions that we can answer. We'd love to meet you where you are and come alongside you, whether it be with John or one of our other counselors that specializes in working with a chaotic situation or mm-hmm. patterns or family counseling, things like that. So to wrap it up here in the last few minutes, how would you sum up, just for the listeners, what they may be experiencing and how you would like to come alongside them in helping them through that?
Yeah, it can be one of the probably hardest things about starting family counseling is that it is a bit of a process. And so I say that to people at the very beginning before they come in, because, or at that first session, because I don't want to waste people's time. And so one of the hardest things can be that in family counseling, you know, I talked earlier about that structural map that we'll draw. There are tools like that we use, and it takes some time to get to understanding what are those unwritten rules in the family. And so I'd say there's probably a good couple months of just kind of that getting to know each other that happens before we even start having some of those important conversations. And then maybe it's another, you know, kind of few months of working together as families. And then maybe there might even be a couple months of just kind of maintenance of making sure that we, you know, solidify those new boundaries, those new patterns that we create.
Yeah.
You had said earlier about God's grace. And, you know, I was thinking about it as you, Steve, were talking about the chaotic person, that sometimes I think our natural response with that type of person is to, you know, kind of reject them, push them away, say things like, I can't live with this person anymore. And the reality is that Christ calls us to forgive everyone. And that forgiveness brings restoration and healing to relationships, and it brings restoration and healing to those people, especially who are struggling the most. So I think we can really help those people that we feel like are unhelpable simply by showing them forgiveness and love.
You know what, John, Steve, I think this has been wonderful. I think that people will be certainly blessed by what they've heard today. And if you've gotten a bit of a blessing today, we think you'll be blessed even more if you reach out to us. Post some questions specifically for John. You can do that by way of email at thrive@thegracewellnesscenter.com. And as we've said, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page. Search out Grace Wellness Center there. Like our page. Pose whatever family-based questions you may have there. And we thank you all for joining us today. John, thank you so much for sharing your insight. Thank you so much for the ministry that is your counseling work. And we hope that you all will tune in again next week.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll definitely be having John back to talk about family counseling again. And we'd love to hear from you. If there's shows that you would be interested in, send us an email at thrive@thegracewellnesscenter.com and let us know what you're interested in hearing.
So you've been listening to Call to Thrive Radio, sponsored by Grace Wellness Center. If you'd like to connect with us, you can do so also on the web at a number of social media outlets on our website. Steve, why don't you call those off for us?
CalledToThrive.com and TheGraceWellnessCenter.com and social media. Go to them, search for us. You'll find Called to Thrive and Grace Wellness Center at a bunch of social media places.
Like, you don't want to give them specific social media places?
I could. Do you want me to do that?
Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Instagram.
There you go. Hey, folks, have a great Saturday.